My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
Hey there, folks. So here's our theme for today. You were probably made fun of not too long ago when you bought that house and you married the house and you dated the REIT. Yeah, a lot of people saying, oh, that was the stupidest thing to do because mortgage rates are going to keep going up. So what we're going to talk about today is, does refinancing actually make sense? So first thing you need to do is let's stop, make sure we have our mortgage statement with us, or at least the data that we have for our mortgage so we can figure out what we can do over here. So if you guys would, as you're coming in, let me know what rate you have. Because yesterday, Alan and I, we did how we basically show you guys our slogan. Our slogan here is one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan over 30 different lenders. So Wednesdays, we actually have a live event where we do that. Yesterday, we had a lot of rates coming in the high fives. So what we're going to talk about today is, does it make sense to refinance? And then if you haven't yet, mortgage rates are actually coming down just a little bit more. If you watch my videos each day, we talk about what's going on with rates. And I said the 10-year treasury, if this thing can stay and close below 4%, you're probably going to see a nice rally in the market. So if you haven't refinanced yet, let's get ready because MBS is so far up 15 ticks, meaning mortgage rates are coming down. So if you haven't refinanced, like I said, let's get ready. So here's what we're going to talk about. If you want to go to my blog, you can go to rateupdate.com. Just hit the blog section. You can actually follow along through here. You actually watch this after the fact. And we're going to go through some steps down here that I want you guys to focus in on. And I want to talk about these things because the first thing we need to do is, does it make sense? So, you know, what kind of rate are you looking at? And also, let me know what you guys think about adjustable rate mortgages. What do you think about them? I'll give you my thoughts on those in just a little bit. But the first thing is that I want to do is, let's make it make sense. So does it, what rate would really make sense? Well, we got a few different tools that I can help you with today. So the first thing I want to do is let's get over to this, should I refinance? Now this is on our website. You can go to financial calculators and these are the ones that we use during these presentations. So go through here and just put in your scenario. Like this is probably one we just recently had because I just went to the website. So this person had a $335,000 loan, 7.875 rate, 30-year term. They close in 2022. Now they're getting, it doesn't look right. Let's just change this. They close in 2022. They probably owe $330,000. Today's rate is, we'll keep the closing cost. We're going to go to the closing cost, $2,500. This is just a mortgage calculator, folks. I want you guys to first work on. Because does it make sense to refinance? And you know, you might be surprised you don't need as big of a rate drop as you think when it comes down to rates dropping. I see a lot of people there at 7.5. They're like, I'm going to wait till they get to 5. Well, what does 6.5 do for you? What's 6 do for you? So that's what we're going to talk about in today's video. So let's figure out, does it make sense in payment wise? And this will give us kind of a break even, at least start with things. So let's go down through here. And in the refinance cost, put in $2,500. Okay, so then it's going to come in and say, okay, here down here, here's what I want to make sure you do. Pay outside of closing. Oh, put it in the loan. Okay, then you're going to skip one, maybe two mortgage payments. You're going to get your escrow balance back from your current lender. So that'll help you out quite a bit, especially during holiday times. I'll break that down a little bit further as well. So let's get over to this. We get back to it. Let's say today's rate is 6.375, and that's what's posted a lot of places. So what this person's going to do, this one, they'll save $355 a month. Their break-even point would be 7 months. That's pretty darn good. So far, so good. So let me know what you think so far. Please let me know what rates you guys are looking at. Okay, so the next thing is we want to look at what credit score do you need? So if you go back to, let's go back to this blog. We're down through step one. It does make sense to do this, so let's move a little further. Check your credit scores. So most people, well, they think they know their credit scores. Do you really? So you've probably heard of a lot of information lately about Vantage scores, FICO scores, and things like that. Let me just give you a little bit of advice. I created what's called creditscoresandmore.com, creditscoresandmore.com, right up through there, a few years ago. And the reason why is a lot of people just, they're confused when it comes to credit. So go to the website And just go down through here. If you want a free system, click here. This is going to take you to Credit Karma or Credit Sesame. And that's a good tool to monitor your credit. It's a good, I guess, educational tool. If you really want to focus in on your scores, what your FICO score is doing, get simulators, all kind of things, go down here. This is called Smart Credit. And I use this personally, and it'll help you with your credit. Okay. The higher your credit scores, think of it this way, the better your rate's going to be. Okay. So that's that next piece of the puzzle that we really want to focus in on. What is your credit score? All right. Now, the next thing is we want to talk about is what is your loan to value? Now, all of these things are putting together this puzzle that we're going to look at the end. It's called the mortgage. It finds what kind of mortgage program you fit into. And that's going to be a huge determinant to figure out which program you're going to go into, what's the cost of it, and does it make sense? So we're going to go step by step by step. At the end of this, if you like what you see, reach out to us. We'd love to help. If you want lower rates or you want me to track rates for you, we have what's called Rate Watcher 2.0. We just created. I'll show you that here in a minute. But let's get back to this thing. We checked our credit scores. Now we're at step three, loan to value. So what loan to value means is kind of exactly what it says. The loan amount divided by the value of your property. Okay, so what is your house value? Before you go out and you make some assumptions or whatever, everybody thinks their house is worth more than it is. So here's what I use personally. I just go and Google your address if somebody calls us. But a lot of times just go to Zillow. Let's just go in and just, there's a lot of information here that you might want to see. So let's go and just say 555, I don't know, Main Street. I'm just going to, hopefully nobody yells at me about this one. Let's go in New Jersey. Okay, so here's a property in New Jersey. Don't know these people, and I apologize. Hopefully, if you get a special offer here, if somebody wants to buy it, go ahead and buy it. But here's what it's telling us. It's going to go down through here. This one is, hold on, let's go to the next one. This one looks like it might be for rent. Let's go to the next one. 555, sorry, folks, this is what happens when you do live. Main Street. And let's go in California. Okay, so here's this property. $2,950 a month. It is another rental property. I am on a bad streak right now. Let's go to 817. Now, you get the drift. Let's go to here. Here's the data that this is giving us. And don't give me any flack, folks. We're doing this live, so bear with me. Here's a property for sale. It's actually in St. Charles, Illinois. This is actually the city I live in. Here's the data that it's giving us, though. Okay, this might sound good to you. It might not sound good, but go down through here and look at the other data. What you want to focus in on is how accurate this information is. So you'll go down through here. You'll look at the neighborhoods. You'll look at all the other information, the comparables and everything else that it gives you. It'll give you the tax rates, everything else. So go here. Check multiple red sites. Go to Redfin. Go to Zillow. See what they're all telling you and just take the norm, wherever, you know, the balance is. And if it's a little bit less than you think your house is worth, then, you know, try the numbers as your loan to value. Okay, so that's going to be our step three. Next thing is reviewing your budget. Now, this is the biggest question that you should be asking yourself. Okay, you're in this mortgage now, but can I requalify for another mortgage? Maybe you bought a car since that time. Maybe you got into a different, you know, you got a different pay plan at work or something. Maybe you're finding it difficult to qualify again at the income that you're making. So a couple of good programs out there. One is if you have an FHA loan or a VA loan or a USDA loan, those are pretty easy to refinance. You don't have to re-verify your income or your job. You don't even need a new appraisal. It's basically, we just do the paperwork. That's the easiest way to qualify for those loans. So if you have an FHA, VA, or USDA loan, some of these things won't even pertain to you. If you have a conventional loan, you got to make sure your debt ratio is under 50%. Now, what is your debt ratio? I'll explain that pretty simply. It is your monthly expenses divided by your monthly gross income. Okay, so whatever that number comes out to be. And remember, your gross income is the income before all the taxes and everything are taken out. Okay, and the credit, the debt that you have is your mortgage. And then everything else on your credit report. Hopefully in step two, you got your credit report or you use some system to give you all your credit data. Because most of people's credit scores are bad, not because you pay late. there's a lot of erroneous information on your credit report. So that's why I use this, the Smart Credits link, because it just helps me dispute accounts and things like that. Okay, so now you understand these things. Now let's go over and find out what program fits my needs. So we're going to go over to this right through here, and let's find it through here, right through here. So this is a mortgage calculator that'll be available to you soon, and it is the eligibility calculator. So basically what this does is it's just saying, okay, these are the programs I would qualify for if I'm looking to refinance. So let's go over to this one. So let's say, for example, you have a 720 credit score and you're looking to refinance a $300,000 home. Okay, so the other information is going to be really important, because there's mortgage programs that you probably don't even know exist. If you're a realtor out there, even if you're a loan officer out there, I guarantee you there's going to be some programs we go over down below that you're going to be like, I didn't even know those programs were available. Yeah, they're available. So let's go through this and continue. I'm going to give you two or three scenarios so you can see, you know, maybe you don't qualify for all the programs. So let's take one that's going to be pretty simple. We're going to say a 720 credit score, purchasing a $300,000 house, but this one we're going to say we're going to refinance. So we'll change some of these things here in a minute, but it's still going to give you the same results. So we got a $300,000 home. Our gross income is $6,000 a month. Your down payment on your down payment amount is $15,000. So this is a purchase. Let's go over and see if we can do. This is the purchase calculation. My apologies, folks. So let's go rate and term. Refresh that. Well, I'm just going to show you. I'll just demo. This is why it's not available to you yet. Okay, so let's go through this. This is a purchase application. They're going to put $15,000 down. The house size consists of one. We're going to say it's me, my wife, and another child. So we got three people in our household looking to do a rate and term refinance. Monthly reoccurring debt, I got a $500 car payment and a $100 and $150 credit card. So it's at $650 a month is what I have. Primary residency, estimated PITI, that's my principal and interest, taxes and insurance, my total mortgage payment. So now this is going to say, okay, here's kind of the numbers behind all this. So here's what it's giving us. It's saying our loan to value is 95%. Remember we said, what's your loan to value? What's our debt ratios? Our debt ratio in this scenario is 44%. So we should qualify for a lot of programs when it comes to this. We plug in the debt rate or your zip code right through here. Now, here's where a lot of people miss out on some programs that might be available to you. So again, even for loan officers out there and realtors, put in your zip code and then also check your area median income, because there are programs available for you that'll give you lower rates because of your income. Okay, so make sure you do that. You put in your zip code here, then you check, and it'll give you mappings to use this calculator through here. And then you'll put down through here and say, okay, I'm unsure, I don't need to check. But let's say this in this situation, yeah, I fit. Okay, am I a veteran? I am a veteran. So let's go to that and say, yes, I am a veteran. USDA, is my USDA income? I'm not quite sure, but it's not in a USDA area. So I'm gonna put over here, is it in a USDA area? No. I'm a first-time home buyer. Well, I'm not, because this is a refinance. Age, ITIN, Social Security. These are going to give you all the information. And the reason why we're doing this is we want to know about the loan. What is it on? An investment property, your primary home, and do you need a full doc statement? Do you need a lease agreements to qualify? So this is all the data that's going to come in. So to make it easy, let's just scroll down. These would be the programs that you would qualify for. So you qualify for conventional. FHA, VA, USDA, no, because you weren't in the eligible area. Home ready, home possible, because we met those areas. Then we go down through here, 1% down. Well, this is a refinance, so we'll scratch that for now. We don't qualify for the DSCR or the bank statement loans or jumbo loans or asset depletion loans or non-warrantable condo loans, reverse mortgages, 203K loans, ITINs, and foreign national loans. Did you even know that there was that many programs available? So that's my whole goal of the program today, is helping you guys understand. So far, we're down this roadmap and says, okay, now we qualify. Okay, so but let's go back to square one where we were, and then I'll start taking questions. If you're in an FHA loan, a VA loan, or a USDA loan, it's easy to refinance. Okay, we're going to give you the tools on how to do that. You do qualify. In this case, you would qualify for those special programs to give you even lower rates. So those are the things that this program helps us with. So that's what we want to make sure that you understand. The tools available to you, just first see, does it make sense? And then from there, what do I do from there? So my credit scores, are they in check? What exactly are they? Well, make sure you use one of those systems. What's your loan to value? And then you go back, or what I would highly suggest is go to our website. And if you're monitoring rates or want us to monitor rates for you, we just created this right here. This is the rateupdate.com. So go to our main website right through here. That's RateWatch 2.0. So what this will do is it's going to tell you what interest rate you want me to monitor for you. So let's say, for example, did you grab that mortgage statement like I asked you? Okay. So give me what the balance is. You know, fill out this form. You're going to click right through here. Let me know what the balance is. Let me know what the rate is. And what's going to happen is I'm going to do a video explaining to you what today's rates are. With that rate, what would you do for your payment? How much savings would it be between the two? What's the cost? What's your break-even point? Does it make sense to refinance? If it does, great. We'll send you out an application, get you locked in. If it doesn't, we're going to update your rate watch numbers to bring down that rate lower. So we're giving you tools out there to give you the ability to, one, reach out to us right through here, schedule an appointment, or two, put in your data right through here. Let me monitor this for you. So folks, we don't sell this data. I monitor it behind the scenes myself. So don't be surprised one day if you get an email, maybe a phone call, maybe a text. Hey, it's Dan Frio, the rate update. Guess what? Congratulations. Your rate just triggered. Let's look at the numbers and see how we can help. So folks, let's get over to your questions. I greatly appreciate you being here. And I greatly appreciate you guys listening to my speech. While hopefully the whole point of this is just to educate you and help you kind of maneuver through this. So let's take it away, folks. Who do we got first? Pat, Jason. Jason, hey, Dan, thanks for all of your help. You are more than welcome, Jason. Let me know exactly what we helped with. Did we help you, did you close on a loan? Did we help you buy? Did we help you, refinance? Did we just help you learn some things about what's going on? So thanks a lot for that. We can move to the next one. Sorry. Let's get to the next one. Give the man. Thank you so much, Kristen. Thank you so much. That is what I'm here to help you guys. Let me know, please. Just let me know. Give me a thumbs up. Hey, Dan. Hey, folks. Jose, let me know what rate you're at. And this makes, does this make sense? Okay. So let's recap it. Here's why I want to get you guys ready. Let me go into the rate, the closing bell that I'm going to be doing here shortly. Market's getting a little bit better. Okay, so what I've been saying is if the 10-year treasury closes below 4%, you're probably going to see a nice reprieve in rates. Now, how long is this going to be lived, whatever you want to say? I don't know. And I've been watching all the financial channels as well today. And with a government shutdown, we don't have the data. So is the data going to come in hotter than expected when we get some inflationary numbers? Are the jobs numbers going to be good, bad, terrible? We don't know. So the markets, I think, are looking at this right now at the worst case scenario. So take advantage of it while you can. This was what happened kind of in the past as well. The bond yields just plummeted. And people took advantage of these and refinancing the rates at 2 or 3%. Now, I know they're not there today, but if you're at 7% or higher, take advantage of these rates. Because yesterday, if you didn't watch yesterday's live event, please check it out. It was my live event, Rate Watch. I forget what we titled it. We went over scenarios for like an hour. The majority of people that were looking to refinance, they were able to get rates in like the high fives, believe it or not, somewhere in the sixes. And that wasn't paying down and buying points and things like that. So thanks a lot for joining me, folks. Let's get to the next question we got. Hold on, I just skipped one. I don't want to skip anybody. You helped me learn so much with mortgage rates, markets, everything in total. Love the videos, man. Thank you so much. And I hope you join on Stock Talk Tuesdays. I know they're as dumbed down as like for an eighth grader. No, I don't mean anything bad about an eighth grader, but I want you to understand the markets. And then, we'll start graduating into a little bit more, more details. I just want you to learn from my mistakes. I'm 60 years old. I screwed up so many times in my life. Learn from my lessons. So I'll give you, some investment strategies to work. And that's why we created a portfolio. I want you to see over time how it works. But thanks for joining today. I appreciate it. Are FHA loans better right now, even with mortgage insurance over conventional with insurance? Yeah. So I'll break that down. So FHA rates are, let's just go to the rates. FHA rates are usually quite a bit better. Okay, so what you have to focus in on is FHA charges you a fee. So to get an FHA loan, you're going to pay 1.75% of the loan amount to HUD, FHA, to insure your loan. I don't get it. The banks don't get it. And so, you know, if you can avoid that fee, that has to be added into when you're kind of doing your cost analysis. How much does it cost you? What's your break-even point on this? Because if your break-even point's 3-4 years, there's no use doing anything. Just stay put. If your break-even point's under a year, do it. If rates go down a little bit further based on the closing costs, do it again. I refinanced, I think in 2021 or 20, right around there, I think 2 times within a 12-month period. And I'm now at 2.625. So did I go all the way down there from where I was? No, I was probably in this, you know, who knows where the rates were back then. But let's get back to your question. So it depends also on your credit scores. So we want to look at your loan to value, your credit scores, and then what the differential would be in your PMI monthly, because the worse your credit scores, well, the worse the conventional PMI is going to be, the better the FHA is going to be. So if your credit score is much higher, and your loan to value is lower, conventional might be the way to go. FHA is good, especially if you're looking to refinance, because if you closed or bought within the past 2 years, that FHA insurance premium you paid, some of that's going to get refunded back to you if you refinance within a 3-year time period. So, you know, that's what I'm trying to explain to people now. Get ready, because these rates might not last forever. And I'm not trying to scare you. Watch all the financial channels and they're like, okay, the 10-year treasury is under 10%. That's kind of not good news. And so that's what I'm trying to say, is take advantage of it while you can. Okay, so let's get to the next question that we have. And if I miss you, I apologize, folks. This one isn't coming up for some reason. Let's see. Nope, we did that one. Let's get to the next one. I have a loan amount, $630,000. An interest rate of 5.194, PMI is 105. God bless you. Just stay with it. Keep it. Don't look back. Don't do anything. You can't. I mean, I wouldn't even refinance it. You can't even get that rate at a lower term. So just keep it. And you're probably never going to refinance. But would you, if you have a conventional loan and you think your house appreciated enough that you would be at an 80% loan to value, so calculate that out in your head. You know, figure out what your house value is. Take your mortgage, get your mortgage statement, because you should have that in your hands anyways, and then divide that out. If it's 80% or below, call your mortgage servicer, your mortgage company, and ask them to do an analysis and see if they would remove your PMI. It just helped my one son. He just did that, and I think it cost him like $80 to do a review or something like that, and they approved it and got rid of his PMI. So it was a fantastic deal. So try that out. But your rates, you're good on rates. Let's get to the next one. Waiting on 599 or better. Jose, you know what you might want to do is email me or put your numbers in the Rate Watch tool. We did a video. Check it out, yesterday's video. And I kid you not, we had a lot of clients giving us their scenario, and it was like 599. And I told Alan right in the middle of the video, I'm like, dude, I got to do a video on this, because I didn't even know that a lot of rates right now are in the 599 ranges. So check out that video. And also, if you want, email me. All my data is down below, or schedule a consultation. Or here's another thing you guys can do. No, you don't have a loan estimate. Send me your mortgage statement. Email it to me, and I'll review it and get back to you. So, but fill out the Rate Watch tool. We closed on this one back in 2022. Gotcha. You did good. Next one we got. I was being told something about effective interest rate in regards to mortgage insurance. Effective interest rate in regards to mortgage insurance. I apologize. I don't know what you're asking. Do me a favor. Shoot me an email, and I'd be more than happy to go back and forth with you. I even call you if you want and just explain what they were telling you and let you know. Was it actually factual what they were telling you, or were they just feeding you a line of whatever? So, but feel free. Just shoot me an email, and I'd be more than happy to call you when the show's over. My guess is we'll likely have to wait till rate drops. Yep, you're going to have to rate. That's why we created the Rate Watch 2.0. Go over to the rate update. Here's our website. If you know anybody looking to buy, because everybody on here should be looking to refinance, but if you know anybody looking to buy, have them check out this. Okay, this is a down payment assistance program for people looking to buy. It'll give them up to $7,000, but it's not a lien on your property. So if you're watching this video right now and you took out a down payment assistance loan when you bought the house, that loan might be affecting you when you go to refinance. I just thought of this. When you go down through here, this loan to value. Okay, so let's look at maybe a bad example. Let's say you bought your house for $250,000 and you put 3% down, which is what, $8,000. You got a down payment assistance loan for $20,000. Okay, they were giving them. So now you put $7,000 down on $250. So now you owe $243 plus $20,000 because of that loan. So now you have $263,000 on a $250,000 home. Ain't gonna work. You're not gonna be able to refinance. The loan amount's more than the house. What's gonna happen too is that down payment assistance loan, they need paid off. They won't allow you to refinance. So you're stuck. So make sure if you're getting one of those, make sure you get a down payment assistance loan that is, you don't have to pay it back. It's forgivable basically right when you walk out of the closing. So make sure you share that with your friends. But again, go over to here. And if you're on here right now, you should have that mortgage statement handy. Go to the Rate Watch tool, fill it out. It's just some simple questions and it's going to come right to me and I'll automate this thing. So when you trigger, you're going to get an email from me saying, hey, let's start this process. So let's keep going down. What do we got to the next one? I am at 7. Call me. Just stop. You can stop the video now if you want. Go down, get my email address, and send me your mortgage statement. And I'm going to do a video sending it right back to you. And I need a mortgage statement because I need to know what kind of loan it is and things like that. But in the email, make sure you give me your credit score. And so that's going to tell me what's exactly. I'm going to send you a video. I'm going to go over what the new payment's going to be, what your cost is going to be, because your mortgage statement's going to give me all your address and everything, what your break-even point's going to be. And I'm almost going to assure you that you'll be filling out your application by the end of the day. So you have my word, email me, and I will personally call you probably back or email you right back with scheduling an appointment. Will interest rates go to below 5%? No. I see interest rates. My Q1 of 2026, I mean, that's hard to say at this point, is going to probably be 5.99 to 6.25. Right now I'm at 6.25, 6.5. So not a huge move, but when the government opens back up, we're going to get a slew of information. Even next week, we have additional information coming in that might shock the market. So again, folks, you can refinance now at 5.99, maybe right around that range. No fees, no points in most of these cases. So I'm going to show you here a website here in a second that how a lot of these companies just trick you. Okay, so let's go to the next one. I'm going to go to here. 7.25. We did that. You need to email me as soon as possible. I lost my trend. EDI. Where are you, my man? I'm going to. So we did that one. Did we do this one? We did that one. That was that one. My apologies, folks. Did that one. Okay, now I know. Now I got my bearings. Sorry, there's a whole laundry list of questions on the side, so I appreciate you guys. 7.25 rate, 330. Guys, I don't care if you stop the video right now. Just switch your phone over to emails and email me your mortgage statements. I mean, what you have to do, too, if you don't do that and you don't have the ability to do that right now, just go to my website. Click the Rate Watch 2.0 and fill it out. And I'll be monitoring you and you'll probably get a call from me today, but you gotta take advantage of these now. Okay, that's all I'm gonna say. If you're in the sevens, you gotta call. So does the review of PMI require an appraisal? Some do, some don't. Like by the one son I have, he paid, they said it was gonna be like a desktop review. So they just do an automated thing. Some might require a full appraisal. I would just do the automated. If it's under $100, just do it, be done with it. It's probably going to work out in your favor unless you did a ton of remodeling. Next question. I'm going to try to fly through these folks because I know you're waiting. Also have investment properties at 6.25 worth $300,000. That's probably going to be pretty good because if we have, yeah, you're good on that, investment property. Those rates are probably going to be about 0.5% higher than the normal rates right now. Let's even say if the norm rate, let's say we can get 5.99. So you're looking at 6.5. You're good, my friend. Keep it. Stay with it. We'll rewatch the talk Tuesday, enjoying the future. Thanks for letting us know. You betcha. And that's what I do. That's why I do these live events. And that's when I started doing Stock Talk Tuesdays, just to help people understand, you know, the economy, the markets. So many people are just like, I'm broke. I'm, you know, this, that. If you have that, if that's your mentality, get out of it. You know, watch me on Tuesdays. We're just going to brush over how to invest, things like that. Get a fresh start on things. That's the only thing I'll ask you to do. And let's get to this. I do want to show you a website here. Let's see what we got. Gotcha. Okay, I'm going to post that up, but here, I'm going to hold on this one for 1 second. I want to show you the website that's on the screen. Here's the stuff. If you just Googled, what's today's rates? Hopefully I pop up, but maybe not. Here's what you get. You're scrolling down, and I'm going to say this is, I'm a homeowner, okay? I'm a homeowner. I'm walking through top rates today. What are rates today? Okay, down. Holy crap. Sage has 5 point. That is unbelievable. Let's take a deeper dive. Okay, so what this is you see this. Okay, this is an ad. Okay, what are you going to post on your ad? The best rate you possibly can post, and put everything else in the thin lines. You know, well, here's what I mean. That's a fantastic rate. But what's it cost me? But first of all, do I qualify for this one? So let's go through. This is a purchase. These people are buying a $450,000 home. They're putting down 20%, folks, $90,000. They're looking for a 30-year fix at the highest credit score you can possibly imagine. Okay, there's the rate. Even worse, look at this. Do I have to blow it up? Do I have to blow that up a little more? Look at that. That's 1.774 points, which is 1.774% of your loan amount. So if we have a $360,000 loan, you're going to pay $7,880 in, I'll just say it this way, interest to get that rate. What's in it? Zero. That's what I'd want to know. But let's say, what would this be for just an average person that, you know, not looking to put up, you know, bankrupt themselves to buy a house? Let's go in here. This person's purchasing that. They're going to put down 3%, and they have a 580 credit score. Oh, not available. Okay, let's say if they have a 620 credit score, that's available. 7% plus 9,000 in fees. You get my point. You get it. I hope you get it. What we cool here is, I'm not trying to pull the rug on you. That's why we're trying to change the slogan of the show, basically, to the rate update, which actually comes out to be true. So we're trying to be as true as we can to you guys. And that's what our whole goal is, to help you guys understand how this all works, not take advantage of you. We'll go through here. Does it make sense? That's how we started the show. So should you refinance? I don't know. Does it make sense? I'm the first one to help you along with this and say, no, it doesn't make sense. Or yeah, it does make sense. Call me. Or you know what? I don't know. Let's go to the Rate Watcher, which you can actually click right through here, or go to our website. Just click and fill it out. I'm not going to pester you. I'm just going to say, okay, when that time comes where you hit the rate tracker and you qualify, don't be surprised. Like I said, that you get a phone call, text, or an email from me saying, congratulations, you qualify. Let's get the paperwork started. So I hope you learned something today, folks. If you would be so kind and help me get to 40,000 subscribers as soon as I can, that's all I ask of you today. So if you can subscribe down below over there, I greatly appreciate it. And those out there that you're at the 7% rates, folks, look down below. Give me a call, schedule a consultation. You can do all that right up through here. You can call us at 844-775-5626. You can schedule a consultation right through here with us. You can actually apply, even ask me a question right through here, and I will be the one personally answering. But if you want to reach out to me, just email me, my description down below, and I will personally give you a phone call, go over the numbers, and see if it works for you. So other than that, folks, have a great afternoon. I'll be here at the closing bell. It's looking like a pretty bad day on Wall Street, but it's like a pretty good day for mortgage rates. So check out. Don't miss this opportunity. Don't know where rates are going to go once the government reopens. So it might be a chance for you to make housing a little more affordable for you and your family. Thanks for watching.